You're listening to SBS News.
Australia's economy, already eyeing a massive impact from COVID-19, could face further blows from climate change. That's according to one leading forecaster, Pradeep Philip of Deloitte Australia, who likened inaction to a permanent pandemic in terms of the economic hit.
In 30 years from now, our economy will be slowing around the same amount as it has slowed this year because of COVID. And so the jobs impact and the growth impact in just 30 years from now from unchecked climate change will be about the same as we've experienced this year because of COVID.
With an assumption of a more than 3-degree rise in global temperatures, Deloitte says unchecked climate change would cut growth by an annual 3.6%, costing 310,000 jobs a year by 2050. By 2070, the hit to growth nearly doubles to 6%. That's $3.4 trillion lost and 880,000 jobs. Mr. Philip predicts tourism-dependent Queensland would be the state hardest hit.
It's not a great thing for tourists to come to unbearably hot places. The changes in the environment will also affect iconic tourist attractions like the Great Barrier Reef.
On the positive side, Deloitte Access Economics estimates a new growth recovery could grow Australia's economy by $680 billion by 2070, with a strong boost to GDP adding more than 250,000 jobs to the Australian economy. With the UK's policy of net zero emissions by 2050, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson recently urged Scott Morrison to take bold action to address climate change. Today, a spokesman for Energy Minister Angus Taylor insists the government's technology investment roadmap would create jobs, cut costs, and reduce emissions. Charlie Prell, Deputy Chair of Farmers for Climate Action, cites the government's own agricultural research body to argue that the economic impact of change is not just for the future.
It's something that we're experiencing today, now, this century. And ABARE last year, 12 months ago, ABARE identified that there'd already been a 20% loss of productivity on farms in the last 20 years, the first 20 years of this decade.
The Australian Minerals Council, which in June endorsed a goal of net zero emissions, has not set a target date, telling SBS News that regional communities rely on mining for jobs and economic security and would be adversely affected if the transition is not managed appropriately. Camille Bianchi, SBS News.